Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When did someone cross the line and say something completely inappropriate to you? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. A little background on this is that my daughter Hayden is 11 years old, and for many years she has been on the air with me. She did a segment for a while, which we stopped doing about a couple months ago, mm-hmm. where she would give advice to listeners. You could get emails. We used to get like 30 emails a week.
One of many segments that Hayden has done here on the program. She's always been a part of the program since you and I got together.
I mean, since she was three, she's been on the air with me, and she's, you know, she's my baby. Like, this is part of her being part of mommy's work and what mommy does for a living.
Well, many people know her, and she's grown with the show.
Yeah. Now, that being said, our boss sent us this voicemail that he received the other day.
Right.
I wonder why you have that 11-year-old giving advice on the air. What a crock. I'm not looking for kiddie time on radio.
Okay.
Okay. That's one part.
Yeah.
All right.
And then
everybody is entitled to an opinion,
absolutely.
I suppose.
Absolutely. And right? The truth of the matter is we have thick skin. Like, we get it. Like, people have opinions.
You're not going to do everything that everybody loves all the time.
Right. We do the best we can. We're human. But then she goes on and she says this.
I don't want to hear kitty talk on the radio. It just turns my stomach. And you're sending her a wrong message, like she's such a smart little whatever that she can give adults advice.
Can I go now?
Yeah. Raven, I think, was more upset than I was.
Well, we have roles that we play here in the studio and with the show. And ever since that you and I started working together, there's a part of me that feels a bit of a protector. Your husband is not here. I am here. Your child is part of the show. And just who talks that way about an 11-year-old, a 12-year-old? Like, Hayden is one of the sweetest kids I've ever met in my life. And not for nothing. She's also very good at the jobs that we have given her. So to take the time out of your day to make a phone call like that, and then to be so angry with somebody that is a child when you are clearly a grown person, it's unsettling. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And you speak as if you know that child personally, and you do not. And you are making assumptions that are dangerous.
Like,
and then
I
I'm
said,
just saying, it makes me mad. It makes me mad.
I think that there's a lot of circumstances like this where people in this day and age don't know when they cross the line.
Right. Like, or they just feel they could say whatever they want
whatever
to.
They've
gotten away with it.
Yeah.
So they feel like they can. Sometimes those people need to get taught a lesson. You know that I love teaching people lessons.
But I think there's a lot of situations where people cross the line. So we asked on our Facebook page, when did someone cross the line and say something totally inappropriate to you? And Amanda wrote, I was working as a cashier at a department store, and a customer, seeing that I was pregnant, asked if I was married. When I, confused by the oddity of the question, answered no, they said, I will pray for you. And then left.
Wow.
Remember when
That's pretty brutal.
So a couple years ago when I was pregnant, my girls are 10 years apart. And everyone would ask me, is it the same dad? And I used to be like, that's a weird question.
That is an unbelievably terrible question to ask.
When did somebody cross the line and say something totally inappropriate to you? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. This was a message that was left on my boss's voicemail regarding my 11-year-old daughter who comes on the show with me.
I don't want to hear kitty talk on the radio. It just turns my stomach. And you're sending her a wrong message, like she's such a smart little whatever. So,
Dan on Raven.
Yeah, this just makes me infuriated. It just infuriates me. It really does.
People cross the line. They say things like, you know, you're talking about a child. Right. You're talking about my child.
Listen, you can talk about us. That's easy.
All you want.
Right.
Yeah.
We're in this business. We're no fools to that. I mean, we know how that game works.
Yeah.
But you start talking about somebody's family, you really got a problem.
But I think it happens all the time. People cross the line. They say things they should never say. We'll cross the line with you. 1-800-330-9999. Dan on Raven.
Not too recently, actually, at work, I was covering the cashier's office, and I was ringing out a gentleman, and he was trying to hand me his debit card, and I pointed to the credit card machine. I said, oh, no, you can put it in right there. He laughed and looked me dead in my eyes and said, you don't have to tell me that twice.
Yeah, that's definitely crossing the line. Some people are just inappropriate and dirty no matter where they go, right? And, you know, the other thing is too,
being
with customer service.
You got to kind of smile and push through it and be like,
Yeah, you don't, but we do anyways. Right, no, you're right.
You're right, because you don't want a confrontation.
Yeah, we're made to feel like we have to take care of clients.
And on Raven, when does somebody cross the line?
They cross the line when they used to ask me if my brother and I were from the same mother and father, because I'm of mixed race, and so they just felt it was their right to ask that question.
So dumb.
Right.
Like, you wonder what is going through these people's head when they have the gall to say things
terrible
like that.
Terrible things. Yeah. Terrible thing. I mean, obviously, they're despicable people. When we get questions like that, like, what possible difference does it make? And right, I don't even know you.
And on Raven, when did somebody cross the line?
So it's actually regarding my daughter, who was 8 years old, now 9, was at a Girl Scout event. And she's a little overweight, and she says to one of the people in charge, is it snack time yet? And she says to her, oh, honey, you don't need a snack. In fact, you could go run a lap or two, and you still wouldn't need a snack.
Oh, my gosh. Point out that instructor.
Right.
I'm your guy. I'll point out that instructor and get me a home address.
Yeah.
I'm your guy.
Yeah. As a mom hearing that, I can only imagine the rage that you had.
Yeah. I will eat their face.
Yeah.
I mean that in all seriousness. I will. I'll totally eat their face.
It's weird.
Thank you for the call.
Are you hungry? Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. When did somebody cross the line?
Oh, I was 16 and I was babysitting. And I went to the door holding the baby. And this woman and her son were at the door. And she started handing me all these pamphlets on teenage pregnancy and teenage motherhood.
Mm.
And it was a Jehovah's Witness. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm the babysitter.
Right. Right. Get out of here before I call the police or sick the dogs on you.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did somebody cross the line?
Hi, when I was pregnant with my son and I had him through in vitro on my own, somebody walked up to me that had worked at the office I worked at and said, I didn't even realize you were in a relationship. So I answered, I'm not. And they said, oh, does the dad know? And I had him through a donor and I said, nope. And I walked away because I was just appalled that somebody would ask those questions or just comment that way.
A coworker on top of it? Just point me to their car. I'm going to key it today.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that today, which is so out of character for me, but I'm going to steal myself and I'm going to do it for you.
Yeah. Coming up next, couples court. If your mom did this around your children, would you allow her to continue babysitting them? You get the whole story and be the judge next with Ann and Raven.